It is Friday morning on the Coffee Hour with Andy.
And Sarah.
Friday morning.
I'm so excited. It's Friday. I don't know why.
I like Fridays. And this is a big day for you and other folks in Michigan.
Yeah.
You're not in Michigan.
Well, no, but I'm highly proud of being a Michigander.
You can take the girl out of Michigan, but you can't take Michigan out of the girl.
Is that true? It's very true.
Are the young lady, girl's not appropriate, is it?
I don't. No, it's not. What are you?
Matt, you are proud to be a Michigander. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that the correct term to use?
It is.
What does it mean to be a Michigander?
It means you love all things Michigan, which is fun.
What are all things Michigan?
Well,
see, like Missouri, we have, you know, some of our trademarks. You know, we have the Arch. We have,
we have some St. Louis
and Kansas City stuff. Yes. What do you have?
The UP, of course.
The UP.
Upers.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is M22, which is a road along the west coast of Michigan. There's a whole culture around it. And it's this beautiful road that I like to bike, obviously. And we used to take vacations there all the time. But there's like surfers and hikers and people that vacation there for the whole summer. Some of the most beautiful country you'd ever seen. It's right along Lake Michigan, and it runs all along the coast up to like Traverse City area. And there's wine country up there in Traverse City, and it's so relaxing and peaceful and beautiful.
Did you say surfers?
I did.
Surfing on Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Well, paddleboarding.
Okay. Stand-up paddleboarding. Yeah, that's a new thing. Yeah, there's
some of that. And Sleeping Bear Dunes is up there, too. So if you ride along M22, you get to see the backside of the Sleeping Bear Dunes.
So Michigan is celebrating a particular occasion today. What was that?
181st birthday.
181st. Well, happy birthday, Michigan.
And I already shared it on my Facebook page, so I'm all set.
Well, we have some unique conversationalists in studio with us today.
We do.
Some very talented people, too.
Yeah.
Familiar voices?
I don't know. Maybe just one.
The Peter Slayton, manager, LCMS Social Media.
I believe we established last time I was on that we're glad there's only one of me.
Yes, very glad.
Hence the Peter Slayton. Yeah.
And this one, I don't even have to give an honorary doctorate because
he actually has
a legitimate one.
Yes, I do.
Dr. Kevin Armbrust. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much.
I brought my coffee.
Hey, Peter. And that's coffee by Gillespie, isn't it?
Ooh, it is. Yes. Hey. You guys had him on yesterday.
We had a fantastic fantastic conversation with Pastor Gillespie about roasting coffee and a whole coffee education.
There's still some Twitter conversations going on about that, too.
Excellent.
I'm still getting tagged and stuff.
And there's coffee education on his website, too.
Yeah. And now every time I brew my coffee, I'm like, I wonder what Pastor Gillespie would say about how I'm doing this.
Well, good morning. What's going on, gentlemen? How are you today? What's new in your world and community? I don't even know if we shared what you do, Dr. Armbrust.
We're going to keep calling you Dr. Armbrust.
That's cool.
I call him Dr. Kevin.
Dr. Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That sounds like a sitcom, like a late night sitcom, Dr. Kevin.
Dr. Kevin and Friends.
It might be.
Or it could be a new call-in show.
You never know.
Kevin, what is your work in LCMS Communications?
I am the manager of editorial services, which doesn't really mean much. it means I edit and I write. I write a lot of stories for Lutherans Engage the World, which you can find at engage.lcms.org. I write for The Reporter and help out with Lutheran Witness. I also kind of give some theological consultant advice to our publications and kind of throughout the building at times, too. So.
Lutherans Engage the World.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic piece. We share some of those stories here from time to time. We've shared them on a number of programs, but love that we can share them now here on the Coffee Hour. Looking forward to sharing some in the near future, too.
It's really a great publication, and I encourage everyone to check it out at engage.lcms.org. It's really, really good, and we're really working on always improving it, and
yep,
a lot of good stories.
What's the aim of Lutherans Engage the World?
It's really to tell the people of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod exactly what God is doing throughout the world through the mission work we do, through the ministries that we have, both here in America and also just really throughout the world. And just God is doing just amazing things through his word and sacrament like he promises he will. And we get to tell the stories of what he's doing. I mean, this is great.
Sometimes we get to go there and actually see it happening. That's amazing too.
And then you bring back images and the story and share it with us.
Yeah, and we have pictures, and then we have videos and audio files and, you know, amazing stories. And so in the print magazine, obviously it's hard to publish videos and audio files. So what we do is on the online edition, we make sure we add all those different assets as well. So you can hear the people singing in Peru. You can hear interviews with these missionaries and people that are doing the work. You can, you know, see more pictures of what's going on there. So it's really just a wonderful publication.
It's a multimedia adventure.
Yep.
What's the most interesting person you've met?
Well, I just got back from Peru, and I got to spend a week in Peru at our work in Lima. And, you know, really, it was such a blessing to just be there amongst the work that's being done. It's hard to pick out one person. I mean, it's just, every time you met anybody that was involved in the work, you're just like, man, this is great. This is awesome. You guys are doing such good stuff. And it's so fun to see how they interact. They really have learned Spanish in such a way that they've brought the gospel to the people, not making them learn American culture and English and those kind of things. But they really have put all their effort into making sure that the gospel is presented to the people in their language, and even using their culture and stuff. Now, the cool thing is I went to this one mission site in San Juan del Arigancho up in the hills, and it's a congregation of just children.
Whoa.
And there's no instruments, but they sing the entire liturgy. So they have actually taught these children the entire historic liturgy, and these kids know it without any instruments, without any hymnals. They just stand there, and the pastor introduces it, and they sing it back.
How do you end up with a congregation of old children?
Well, it's really the work that we're doing in Peru right now is we're starting out with kind of the idea of daycare. There's a culture there in which there just ends up being a lot of single moms because of a lot of different issues in the culture. And these moms are working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And the schools in Lima are really kind of half day. They either go in the morning until 1 or kind of like noon to 4. And so the other hours, these kids would just be home with no one to watch them and really not enough money to eat and kind of stuff. So what we've done is we've opened centers to watch these children for free while their parents work. And then while we get to watch them, we teach them the catechism. We teach them, we have chapel every day for them where we teach them the gospel, teach them the liturgy. And one of the things we do in another site is we're actually teaching them music. And the way we're teaching them music is teaching them to play the liturgy. So these kids are learning music so to play it on at church.
So there were instruments you were just holding out on.
Just not in this site. On a different site there were.
We have three different locations where this is happening?
Yeah, we have three different locations. And you can read all about this in Engage. We have three different locations where we're doing this child care type thing called Castillo Fuerte. But then we also have a couple of different sites that are church plants. So we have five different sites throughout Lima. And the real wonderful blessing in all this is as we provide this free service for the kids, the parents kind of come and see where are their kids going that they're loved so much. And the parents start being interested in what their kids are learning. And so we have these kids that are being catechized in Lutheran theology and going home and telling their parents. And their parents are coming back and saying, I want to learn that too. So it's just really a wonderful ministry. And God is really, yeah, again, it's so simple. It's through word and sacrament.
Well, and that's a good example of getting to know the people and the community in which you're serving and identifying what those needs are and being able to meet those needs, particularly those first article needs, those needs that families have, those first article things, and while meeting those needs and being able to satisfy that, also connecting them to word and sacrament.
Yeah.
So that they their ultimate, the spiritual needs are met with the gifts of Christ.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Now, Peter, you get to travel a little bit too and visit places where we have missionaries and others serving.
About a year ago, right about this time, I was actually on my way to Togo. And it's the same thing is happening there. Word and sacrament is, you know, ministry is happening and people are being drawn to Christ, being drawn to the church through it. And one of the best examples I saw there was one of the pastors that had been trained in the Bible school there in Togo was going back to his home village, was serving as a pastor there. And Eric is our photojournalist who takes all the images, makes all the pictures. He's fantastic at capturing those moments where you see his imagery and you're like, I know exactly what's going on there. I feel like I'm there. Well, I actually got to be there with Eric while it was happening. And we were following the Pastor Remy to the village where he was basically doing a home visit and, you know, just doing standard pastoral care like our pastors here do. And the home visit involved visiting a woman who she was concerned her husband had not been attending church. And so he was there to encourage her in that. And as things tend to happen when you're going to a remote village and visiting, and the village hears there's visitors, there's something going on over there. Well, you know, half the village ends up turning up to this home visit, and this home visit turns into a full-blown Bible study and prayer time.
Yeah.
But what was wonderful is one of the men, and if you go a year ago to read the Engage article, I actually talk about this gentleman, Lambombik, I believe was his name. He stood up and he said, I don't go to church. I haven't been to church, but I've seen what Pastor Remy is doing. I've seen what this church has been doing, and I have noticed that our people don't fight as much, and they're not as angry, and our young people have more respect for their elders because of what is going on in this church. And so I haven't been, but now I think I want to visit, and I might go. And there was no like solid commitment of I'm definitely going to show up this next Sunday and let's make it happen. I don't know what ended up happening with this gentleman, but it's the exact same thing where just like these parents hear from their children in Peru, well, what are my kids learning? I want to learn about this. Here's this gentleman who is an elder. He's one of the elders in the village, and he has seen people going to this church, hearing God's word, and they're different. There's a change here. Well, what are they learning? What is going on there? I've noticed the difference. It's happening all over the world, like Kevin said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you share these stories in Lutherans Engage. Kevin, where can we find Lutherans Engage the World?
At engage.lcms.org.
Very good. Peter Slayton, Kevin Armbrust, LCMS Communications. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for sharing your stories today.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up in just a little bit, education, children. Who do we talk to? A specialist. Heather Smith. She'll be back here on the Coffee Hour in just a little bit. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.